If you're using the chumash that I'm using, the stone chumash, which we usually use, the beginning of Parshas Achrimos can be found on page 636. I really want to focus this morning on Perek Kezayin, chapter 16 only, stands alone in Parshas Achrimos. It's a section that requires investigation and discussion. I would like to really share with you what is, in my opinion, an unbelievably fascinating commentary of the Vilna Gaon, which really unlocks this chapter and this Parsha and gives us a totally different understanding to Parshas Achrimos. So much so that his mechutim, the Vilna Gaon's mechutim, was the Rav Avram Danzig, who was the author of the very famous halachic works, the Chaye Adam and the Chachmas Adam, on Shulchan Aruch Arachayim and Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, classic works. The Chachmas Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, lived in the 1800s, early 1900s. And like I said, he was a mechutim, or a little bit earlier actually, he was a mechutim of the Vilna Gaon. And in his introduction to the, or rather the end of his Halachas of Avelos, he has something called the Matzeves Moshe. Matzeves Moshe is a essay and a series of essays and shilas and shuvas on Hilchos Avelos. On the end, he has one long paragraph. One long paragraph is his commentary to Parshas Achrimos. He asks six questions on this section of the parsha, which I will raise momentarily. And then he answers all of them with a sweeping answer cited by the Vilna Gaon. Quotes his mechutim to answer these questions. And this answer really gives us a very, very completely different perspective to Parshas Achrimos. And more than that, a different perspective on how the Mishkan worked and Aaron and the Kohen Gadol's relationship with the Mishkan. The Chachmas Adam of Avram Danzig opens up his commentary on the Parsha by saying, Mishuna Parsha Zu Mikol HaParshios SheBetorah, that this is the most difficult or the most different Parsha than all the Parshios in the Torah. Very, very powerful comment to make, meaning of all 54 Parshios in the Torah, it's this Parsha, Parshios Achrimos. And when he means Parsha, he doesn't mean the entire Parsha, which we call colloquially Parshas Achrimos, but he means this chapter, Perek Tezayin, chapter 16 of Parshas Achrimos, he considers Mishuna different than all the Parshas in the Torah. He raises six powerful questions, which I will discuss with you momentarily. And as I said, his answer, which is cited from the Vilna Gaon, is quite phenomenal. Now, this answer, the Vilna Gaon, became so well known and so important that it really changed the entire way to read the Parsha, is quoted by many, many achronim as well. The well-known Sefer Divrei Shol, which was written by Rav Shol Nathanson, author of the Shelos Tshuvos Meshiv Davar, was an outstanding halachic commentary, very great Rav, also in the 1800s, quotes this Vilna Gaon. Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes this, and many, many others quoted this commentary of the Vilna Gaon. Now, the Gra never wrote this commentary, never penned this. We only know this from students of the Gra and from his Mechutim, the Chachmas Adam, and other great achronim who quote this commentary. But let's start by reading the Parsha together. Like I said, it will raise these six questions, which some of you may have had if you're reviewing the Parsha, and I hope to try to put this all into perspective through this shiur this morning. So if you take a look in the opening pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrimos shnei b'nei Aaron, b'karvo sam lefnei Hashem v'yemusu. So God speaks to Moshe, following the deaths of Aaron's two sons, Nadab and Abihu, b'karvo sam lefnei Hashem v'yemusu. Now, we're not going to talk about this now, but parenthetically, you get very good insight into the death of Nadab and Abihu, right? What does it say? B'karvo sam lefnei Hashem v'yemusu. They got too close to HaKadosh Baruch and they died. So here you see the Torah explaining why the sons of Aaron died. B'karva sam lefnei Hashem v'yamusu. They got too close to God and they died. Now, let's note, of course, the juxtaposition of Parshas Shmini in Achrimos, at least in the context of the commandment that God is going to give now, certainly is piggybacking on the deaths of Nadab and Abihu. Now, what is that? Take a look in Pasuk Beis in Parshas Achrimos. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, daber el Aharon achicha. God speaks to Moshe and tells him to speak to Aaron, his brother. You can't enter, says God to Moshe to tell Aaron. You're prohibited from entering the Kodesh, the Holy, the Mishkan at any moment, meaning the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Holy of Holies. The only time you're permitted to enter the Mishkan is when a cloud will appear upon, on top of the Aron Kodesh. So, 2 points to make here in these first two psukim. Number one, the juxtaposition of Parsha Shmini, which we read 2 weeks ago, and Parshas Achrimos, in the respect that here Aron HaKohen is given a commandment that he's only permitted to enter the Mishkan and certain times, clearly is piggybacking on the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu died because they came too close to God and they died. And God says, well, if that's the case, I have to make sure to tell Nadav and Avihu's father, Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, that he can't simply enter at any moment, at any time. Therefore, this parsha is coming to teach us the rules, the protocol as to when Aaron, a Kohen, is permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in what context and how. Now, the Medrash on this pasuk points out as well that just as the deaths of Nadav and Avihu was mechaper, the death of Nadav and Avihu, the two great tzaddikim, atoned, so too Yom Kippur also atones for Klal Yisrael. Now, where do you see that? As we'll note momentarily, both the Medrash and Rashi on this section, on this chapter, Perek Tezayin, understand that this context and Perek Tezayin is all about the halachas of Yom Kippur and when the Kohen Gadol and how the Kohen Gadol is permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKodesh. Now here in Pasuk Gimel in Perek Tezayin, the Torah tells us, Vizos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh. This is how Aaron HaKohen is permitted to enter the Kodesh. So as opposed to Nadav and Avihu, who entered at any time without any instructions and without following any protocol. Here, the juxtaposition of this parsha is telling Aaron HaKohen how and when he himself is permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to enter the Mishkan. If you take a look at Rashi, on this pasuk Gimel, the Torah tells us, "Vizos yavo Aaron al Kodesh." This is how Aaron will enter the Kodesh. Rashi says, "Va'avzu lo bechol eis." This doesn't mean that Aaron can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, can enter the Holy of Holies, the ultimate, the inner sanctum of the Mishkan at any moment. Ki im b'yom ha-kippurim. Except on Yom Kippur, kemo shemefurash b'sof ha-parsha, b'chodesh ha-shvi b'esol ha-chodesh. So here is our launching pad for this morning's shiur. Rashi's commentary in one of his opening commentaries in this chapter in Parashas Achrimos tells us that the Torah defines Vizos Yavo Aaron Kodesh, that this is how Aaron HaKohen is permitted to enter the Kodesh. It doesn't mean that this is true all the time. Aaron can't simply follow these instructions, which we'll read about this morning, and enter the Kodesh, but rather, as Rashi says, once a year, annually, one day, Yud Tishrei, Yom Kippur. That is what Aaron will do, and that is when Aaron HaKohen will enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, kemo shemefurash b'sof ha-parsha, as it describes at the end of this parsha, which we will read momentarily, b'chodesh ha-shvi b'esel chodesh, in the seventh month, which is Tishrei, on the tenth day, which is Yom Kippur. So as an introduction to the parsha, we see very clearly that Rashi and the Medrash both understand that Parshas Achrimos, Perek Tezayin, chapter 16, is the parsha teaching, explaining, commanding Aaron HaKohen in what the role and the job of the Kohen Gadol is in Yom Kippur. How he enters, when he enters, what sacrifices he is going to offer, the ayil, the ola, the chatas, the job, the function, the protocol and policies of Aaron HaKohen, and ultimately every Kohen Gadol entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the service and the avodah of Yom Kippur. Now, how does Rashi know this? Rashi explains because at the end of this chapter, the Torah tells us the date. So skip ahead to the end of Perek Tezayin, chapter 16. And if you take a look in Pasuk Chaf Tes, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chaf Tes, because this is the Pasuk that Rashi refers us to, Rashi himself, just skip a few pages. And Rashi tells us in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chaf Tes, V'haysa lachem l'chukas olam, that which we have discussed thus far in the first 29 psukim in this parsha is true when b'chodesh hashvi, in the seventh month, be'esol l'chodesh, on the tenth day, te'anu es nafshoseichem, you should abstain and you should stay away and you should afflict your soul. That is when, that's on the seventh month and the tenth day. V'chol melacha lo sasu, no work, no labor should be performed. Ha'ezrach v'ger v'gar b'sochem, every Jew is prohibited from doing work on this holy day. Why? Pasuk lamed, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, on this very day, the tenth day of the seventh month, Yom Kippur, God will atone, l'tahir, and God will sanctify, cleanse you, mikol chatoseichem, from all your sins, l'fnei Hashem titarim. Pasuk that we all know, this is a pasuk that we read Kol Nidre, and one of the opening statements that we say on the seventh month, on the tenth day, Leil Yom Kippur Kol Nidre, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, l'tahir eschem, mikol chatoseichem, l'fnei Hashem titarim. That's a refrain that we repeat over and over on Yom Kippur, and this indeed is the source, this chapter, this verse. The Torah continues, parak pasuk, lamed aleph, lamed beis, lamed gimel, lamed aleph, defining us that this is the very special day of Yom Kippur. And if you read the last pasuk in this chapter, parak tazayin, pasuk lamed aleph, v'haisuzos lachem l'chuk asolim, this should be a statute, an eternal decree, l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, to atone for the sins of the Jewish people, mikol chatosam, achas bashana, once a year, v'yask asher tziv Hashem es Moshe, and this 34 psukim in this chapter, Perek Tezayin, closes by explaining to us Achas Bashana, that this is something, the rules, the protocols, the policy that we're going to read about in this chapter is what Aaron HaKohen is commanded in once a year, annually, how he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Avodah that he will perform on that very day. That is a very brief synopsis and introduction to Perek Tezayin. But the Vilna Gaon begins and asks question number one. Mishuna parsha zumi kol parsha shabbatorah is mechotet zez. Rav Avram Danzig, this is strange. If you read in any of the parshios in the Torah, and we'll take, for example, parshas Emor, which we will read in next week's parsha, and in Sefer Bamidbar parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Dvarim parshas Rei, all three svarim, where the Yamim Tovim are detailed, delineated, articulated, and written, how does the Torah first tell us what should be done? First, the Torah tells us the date and explains to us what holiday we're talking about, and then tells us about the avodah that's supposed to take place. Asks the Vilna Gaon, we have 34 psukim in this chapter. Why does the Torah wait till Pasuk Chafes 29 to tell us that we're talking about Yom Kippur? Why is the Torah not speaking in very secret code? Why is the Torah not more articulate and tell us at the outset in Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Achrei Moshe b'nei Aaron mekavasam b'nei Hashem v'yamusu, and then v'haisa lachem l'chukas olam b'chodesh hashvi, v'esol l'chodesh tanas nefshoseichem. Tell us, today is the 10th day of the 7th month, it's Yom Kippur, Aaron HaKohen is going to go into the Kodesh, and then to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, achas bashana, one time a year, and here's what Aaron HaKohen is going to do. Asks the Vilna Gaon, as cited by his Mechotan, Rav Avram Danzig, the Chachmas Adam, tell us that at the beginning. Why is the Torah hiding these facts of what day it is? Tell us immediately. You're all familiar. We all read Chumash. We're familiar with Kriyas HaTorah. In those three places, or in any place where the Torah tells us rules, it first has to tell us the date, the time, the place is only something that comes later. So thus asks the Vilna Gaon, if you compare this parsha, the halachas, the details of Yom Kippur, why does it not follow the classic pattern that we see in next week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, or in Parshas Pinchas, or in Parshas Re'eh, first telling us the date, the holiday, and then the details? Here it's just the opposite. First, the details are given, and only in the last few psukim, 30 psukim later, does the Torah tell us the date. Question number one. Question number two. If you carefully read the beginning of Perek Tezayin, Chapter 16, Parshas Achrimos, who is God talking to? Let's read carefully the Pesukim. Pasuk Aleph, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Nebnei Aaron, God speaks to Moshe after the deaths of the son of Aaron, and he says in Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Daber el Aaron Achicha, go speak to Aaron, your brother, and tell Aaron, that it can't enter the Kodesh all the time. Pasuk Gimel. Bizos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh. This is how Aaron will enter the Kodesh. And again, Rashi pointed out this is taking place on this very special day, on the day of Yom Kippur. Continue and turn the page, and you'll see again, Aaron's name is repeated over and over and over again. Follow with me in Pasuk Vav. Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Vav. Who is doing the service? Who is doing the avoda on Yom Kippur, as detailed by the psukim in the parsha, pasuk vav, v'hikriv Aharon. Aharon is going to offer es par hachatas, the bull offering for the karban chatas. V'chipri abadova, based on that, will atone for him and for his home. Pasuk zayin, he'll take the shnei seirim, the two higots, v'hemid osam lefnei Hashem pesach omoid. Who's going to take those? Aharon is going to continue taking those two higots. Pasuk Ches, V'nasan Aaron al shnei hasiirim goralos, goral echel Hashem, goral echel azazel. Aaron HaKohen is going to take the two he-goats. Of course, this is well known. This is the two goats, the Sayel Hashem and the Sayel Azazel. That's the avoda that takes place outside of the Mishkan, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur as well. Continue, Pasuk Ches, V'hikriv Aharon, esasayer asher ala alav hagarla Hashem asochatas. The sire that is going to have the word Hashem written on it, that's pulled out of the Goron, is going to be brought by Aaron. And if you continue reading the parasha, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'hikriv Aharon es par hachatas asher lo v'chiper ba'adov ad-beso. Aaron's name is repeated at least 6, 7, or 8 times in these very short psukim. Now, says the Vilna Gaon, if you take a look a little bit farther in the parsha, take a look together with me, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk 32, at the end of the parsha, just like we compared the beginning of the parsha to the end of the parsha moments ago, let's do the same thing. In Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Torah tells us, V'chiper HaKohen, Asher Yimshach Oso, V'asher Yimale Es Yado Lechahen, Achas Aviv, V'lavash Es Bigdei Habad, Bigdei HaKodesh. Pasuk 32, Lamed Beis tells us that the Kohen, who has been anointed, he should be given the authority to serve in the place of his father, and he should be the one to provide atonement. Asks the Vilna Gaon, if the end of the parsha is telling us that it's the Kohen who's going to have the authority, the ability, and the wherewithal to provide atonement for the Jew and for the Jewish people, why in the beginning of the parsha are we continuously only mentioning Aaron, right? We saw the whole time, Val Yavu B'choleis HaLakodesh, Bizos Yavu Aaron HaLakodesh. And then Pasuk Vav tells us, V'hikriv Aaron. And then V'nasan Aaron. And then V'hikriv Aaron. And the Torah goes on, V'hikriv Aaron. About 5 or 6 times, the Torah details the beginning of the section of Perek Design that it's Aaron who's doing the service. So if Aaron is doing the service, so then it should follow suit the whole parsha saying the word Aaron. And if at the end of the parsha is going to tell us that it's any Kohen, even post the death of Aaron, who's going to perform this service on Yom Kippur, so the Torah the whole time should say, V'HaKohen Asher Hikriv, V'HaKohen Asher Hikriv, V'HaKohen Asher Hikriv. Why does it say specifically in the beginning of the parsha, V'Hikriv Aharon? That's the Vilna Gaon's second question. Again, if you compare the beginning of Perek Design to the end of Perek Design, why is it that the beginning Aaron's name is stressed as opposed to the end of the parsha, where it seems to be that this section, Perek Tezayin, the avoda of Yom Kippur, is something that's done by any Jew, any Jewish Kohen whatsoever, and lav dafka Aaron? Question number 3. If you follow in the early section of Parshas Achrimos, the Torah details what exactly it is, and the service, and the karbanos that are brought. So if you take a look back in Pasuk Gimel, the Torah tells us that this is how Aaron should enter the Kodesh on Yom Kippur. V'zos yava Aaron l'kodesh. V'far ben bakar l'chatas v'ayil l'olam. He should prepare a bull for a chatas, and an ayil and a ram for the olam. Fine. So we know about 2 karbanos that ultimately Aaron will bring. He'll bring a chatas, and he'll bring an ola. It'll be a bull, a par for the chatas, and a ram, an ayil for the ola. So you know that those are 2 things that are brought. if you continue reading the parsha, the Torah tells us in Pasuk Hey that the Jewish people, Me'es Hadas Bnei Yisrael Yigash Shnei Seirim, we need two higots. Va'ayil Echad Le'ola. So the totality from here seems to be that you're bringing an ayil echad le'ola, one ayil for an ola, and two seirim for the goats, two he goats for the chatas. That seems to be the totality of the avoda of Yom Kippur. So much so that the Gemara says that ayil echad le'ola, it's referencing absolutely the ayil that's brought on Yom Kippur. Now watch this. If you turn to Parshas Pinchas, and if you have a Chumash, you're more than welcome to do that. In the Chumash that I'm using, the Stone Chumash, it's on page 894. But in Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chavtes, chapter 29, Pasuk Zayin, Parshas Pinchas, of course, is the Parsha where the details of which karbanos are to be brought on the particular holidays are articulated. Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chavtes, chapter 29, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Again, in page 894 in the Stone Chumash. The Torah tells us, U'be'esor l'chodesh ha'shvi, on the 10th day in the 7th month, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, it should be a holy day, holy convocation for you, V'inisem es nafshosechem, and you will afflict your soul, Komalach lo sasu. You won't do any work. Now let's pause for a moment. Remember, Perek Tezayin, chapter 16 in Parshas Achrimos, Sefer Vayikra, is talking about Yom Kippur. And this pasuk is very familiar to us, right? We have this almost pasuk identical in pasuk in Perek Tezayin, Sefer Vayikra. But where did we find that pasuk? Remember, that pasuk was at the end of the chapter. Here, and if you follow and look throughout Parshas Pinchas, you'll note that this is where it begins. This is how you introduce every section in the Torah. You introduce it by telling us the day and the happenings and the rules of that particular day, and then you get into the karbanos. So here you see exact opposite of the way our parsha is articulated. Here in Parshas Achrimos, you see Be'esor l'chodesh, on the 10th day in the 7th month, Mikra Kodesh, you will be a holy convocation, you will afflict your soul and no work should be done. So this speaks again to the first question that we raised. Why is it in then Parshas Achrimos, it's the mirror image, it's the opposite, polar opposite, where this pasuk is at the end of the parsha, as opposed to here where it's at the beginning. This is where it should be. And in Parshas Pinchas, this is always the way we introduce the karbanos, first by noting the date, the holiday, and then the rules. Now, let's read the next few psukim about the avoda, the karbanos of Yom Kippur. Pasuk Ches. V'hikraftem ola l'Hashem. You'll bring an ola. That we know, right? The pasuk told us that when Aaron would enter the Kodesh on Yom Kippur, he would bring an ola. Par ben bakar echad, ayil echad, kivasin ben eshana shivat mimi yulachem. Now, did we see anything in our parsha about Aaron bringing kivasin ben eshana shivat mimi yulachem? Seven kivasin, seven male lambs. Did we see anything about that? We didn't. We know that Bezos Yavo Aaron and Kodesh, that Aaron should bring a par, ve'ayil. Those we saw, that he should bring a bull and he should bring an ayil. Those two things we absolutely saw. The goat. But we saw nothing about Shiva Kivasa. Continue Pasuk Tes. U'minchas sam solas belula bashemen. And now the Torah tells us that Aaron, besides for the Ola, besides for the Shiva Seirim, he'll also bring a korban mincha. And the Torah tells us in Psukim Tes and Yud, the mincha offering, which is omitted in Parshas Achrimos. And then Pasuk Yud Aleph, Sir Izim Echad Lechatas, you bring a korban chatas, that's fine, that we saw. Milvar chatas ha-kipurim v'olas ha-tamin minchasa v'nizkehem. Asks the Vilna Gaon, if Parshas Achrimos, Perek Tezayin is talking about Aaron entering on Yom Kippur, we're missing the karbanos that Parashas Pinchas details and articulates to us. Why are those not mentioned? Why does the Torah only tell us in our parsha, Parashas Achrimos, that Aaron is going to bring a Bezos Yavo Aaron Kodesh, the par ben bakar lechatas vayel echel ola? He's going to bring a par and he's going to bring an ola. And of course, we know the higot, the sayer la'ashem and the sayer la'azazel. But what happened to the mincha And what happened to the other offerings, the Shiva Seirim that the Torah details in Parshas Pinchas, which is all the rules of the Karbanos? Thus, asks the Vilna Gaon, question number 3, we don't see a parallel between what Aaron is told in Parshas Achrimos and to what the Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchas as to the Karbanos Hayom. They don't seem to be shaveh, they don't seem to be equal in terms of the commandment as to what should be brought. But we're not finished. Question number 4, the Vilna Gaon tells us to take a look in the Pasuk, Hes Zayin. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, back in Parshas Achrimos, toward the end of Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, in our Chumash, it's on page 642, the Torah tells us, Uva Aaron el Ohel Moed, as Aaron continues his very busy day of bringing karbanos and offering the sacrifices which he has commanded, the Torah tells us in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Uva Aaron el Ohel Moed, Aaron enters the Ohel Moed, So the Torah tells us that Aaron will come into the Ohel. He'll remove the linen clothing that he's wearing when he enters the sanctuary, and then he should leave them there. We're all familiar that on Yom Kippur, Aaron would change multiple times. Chamesh tvilos v'asara kiddushim, as the Mishnah explains to us, Aaron HaKohen would change over and over again from the white regular clothing to the gold clothing, in and out and in and out. And if you take a look in Rashi in this Pasuk, Perek Tezayim, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Torah tells us, Amru Rabboseinu, She'ein ze mikomo shel mikra ze. This Pasuk is out of place. It doesn't belong here. And Rashi quotes the Gemara Mesechas Yuman Dav Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that tries to explain what this Parsha is doing here. And the Gemara says, Kola Parsha Kula Nemar LaSeder. The entire chapter, Perek Tezayin, is absolutely chronologically correct. On Yom Kippur, this is exactly the way Aaron would perform the avod of Yom Kippur in the following order. Chutz mibiyazu. Besides for this time, when the Pasuk tells us that Aaron would enter, this is out of order. She achar asiyas olaso, v'olas ha'am, v'aktores emure par v'sar shenasim v'chutz b'bigdei zav, V'tovel u'mikadesh u'poshtan v'lovish b'gdei lavan. Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Yuman Daf Lamed Beis, this pasuk when Aaron should be entering the Ohel Moed should have been said much earlier. It should have been in the beginning of the parsha. After Aaron did the first few services, the avoda that we read about, then Aaron would enter the Ohel Moed. Ask the Vilna Gaon, question number 4. The entire parsha is in order. One pasuk is out of place. How do you understand that? That means that when God told Moshe the rules of Aaron entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, God told Moshe exactly 30 psukim, 34 psukim in perfect order. But this one pasuk is out of order. Says the Gra, I don't understand Rashi. I don't understand the Gemara. Why would one pasuk be out of order? How can you explain that to me? How does that work? So you'll take a look and the Gemara tries to explain it. But the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. If this is the parsha that God gave Moshe to tell Aaron and Yom Kippur how to enter the Mishkan and the Kodesh HaKadoshim and how to do the service, why would there be one pasuk that's out of order, even if we have to explain why it's out of order? Thus, the Vilna Gaon is perplexed, bothered, and doesn't understand Rashi's comment. Let's ask 2 more questions, which the Vilna Gaon does before we try to resolve this very perplexing parsha, Perek Tezayin of Parshas Achrimos. If you take a look back in a pasuk that we read carefully earlier, Pasuk Chaftes, verse 29. And here again, page 644 in the Stone Chumash, the Torah tells us, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chaftes, V'haysa lachem l'chukas olam. This, everything we've been discussing, will be for you a statute. It will be an eternal decree. In the 7th month, on the 10th day, you should afflict your soul, so no work should be done. And all Jews should follow suit. Why? Because on this very day, on this very holy day, you will be atoned of all your sins, you become clean, pure on Yom Kippur. Torah continues, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Shabbos Shabbosim. This day of Yom Kippur is the Shabbos of all Shabbosim. V'nisim es nefesh seichem ushul aton, afflict your soul, chukas olam, again an eternal decree. Pasuk Lamed Beis, v'chipur ha-kohen, and the kohen shul aton, asher yimshak oso, who should be anointed. V'asher yimali es yadu l'chein tachas abiv, any kohen who's going to fill his father's shoes will follow the order which we have described in this pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, v'chipur es mikdash, and the mikdash shall be atoned. V'al kol am hakahal yichaper, and the Jewish people will be atoned of all their sins on this very special day of Yom Kippur. The final pasuk in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, v'haisa zos lachem, this shall be for you l'chukas olam, an eternal decree l'chaper al b'nei Israel, to atone for the Jewish people mikol chatosam, for all their sins, achas pashana, once a year. Vayaska sh'etziv Hashem is Moshe, and Aaron did exactly what it was that was commanded of him by Moshe. Take a look in two psukim, and I'm sure you've been bothered by this as I'm reading. Pasuk Chavtes and Pasuk Lamed Dalet are identical. Let's read them together. V'haisa lachem l'chukas olam, it will be for you an eternal decree b'chodesh ha'shvi, on the seventh month, on the tenth day, you should afflict your soul. That's Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chavtes. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, v'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam, it shall be for you for an eternal decree l'chaper al b'nei Israel, to atone for the sins of the Jewish people, achas b'shana, once a year. Asks the Gra, Pasuk Chavtes and Pasuk Lamed Dalet are identical. V'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam, it shall be for you eternal decree. In the matter of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 psukim from Pasuk Chavtes to Pasuk Lamed Dalet, we didn't remember that. We forgot that this shall be for you an eternal decree. Achas Pashana, once a year. You just told me once a year. And the seventh month on the tenth day. Why does the pasuk repeat itself again? Asks the Vilna Gaon, this pasuk is superfluous. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, pasuk 34, is unnecessary. We read it in pasuk Chavtes already. V'haisa lachem l'chukas olam. So why in Pasuk Lamed Dalet does the Torah have to tell us V'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam again? But the Gra reads the Pesukim very carefully, and this is his final question. He says, really, it's not identical. There's an extra word in Pasuk Lamed Dalet that you don't see in Pasuk Chavtes. Read with me very, very carefully. Pasuk Chavtes, V'haisa lachem l'chukas olam. And what's Lamed Dalet? V'haisa zos lachem lechukas olam. The word zos, one extra letter, this, that's what zos means, this. The word zos isn't in Pasuk Chavtes. Asks the Vilna Gaon, if they're not superfluous, then why does the Torah have to add this Pasuk for this one word? Pasuk Chavtes tells us, v'haisa lachem lechukas olam, it'll be for you a statute for eternity. And Pasuk Lamed Dalet says, V'haisa zos lachem l'chukasom, and this day will be for you a statute for eternal decree, for posterity. What's the word zos, that one this day will be for you, added? These are the six questions of the Vilna Gaon and Perek Tezayin, chapter 16 of Sefer Vayikra, the introduction to Parshas Achrimos. Let's review the six questions, and you'll follow me as I share with you the answer of the Gra, as I mentioned, quoted by his Mechutam, Rav Avram Danzig, and quoted by students of the Vilna Gaon. You could also find this in the Sefer Pnina Mishulchan Agra, who quotes this from multiple students of the Gra, as well as in other contemporary Svarim as well. Question number one. Why is Parshas Achrimos telling us the date of Yom Kippur only at the end of this chapter? Seemingly, as the Torah always does, as I showed you in Parshas Achrimos, the Torah introduces all karbanos first by mentioning the date and then the holiday. That's what we saw together in Parshas Pinchas. And that's what happens throughout the Torah. And that's why the Mechutan of the Gra, Rav Avraham Danzig, says, Mishuna Parsha Zumiko Parsha Shematar. This Parsha is different than any other Parsha in the Torah, because here the Torah only tells us the date and the name of the holiday, that it's Yom Kippur, in Pasuk Chavtes.
29 Pesukim later, after we fulfill the entire Avoda of Yom Kippur, as Rashi tells us, this is Yom Kippur, this is Yotziyavo Aaron al HaKodesh, lo b'chales, he can't enter at any moment, just in Yom Kippur. So why does the Torah hide that detail from us, that minor detail, or should I say that major detail, only waiting to Pasuk Chavtes? Question number one. Question number two asks the Gra, why is it that if this parsha is telling us about the laws of Yom Kippur, which every Kohen will fulfill and do and execute for posterity, as it says in the Torah here in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Osav Asher Yimaleh Yado L'Chayim Tachas Avim, every Kohen who will follow the succession of his father will perform this avoda. Why does the Torah tell us time and time again throughout this chapter, in the beginning, that it's Aaron, 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 and Aaron. Behikriv Aaron, Behikriv Aaron, Behikriv Aaron. We read that over and over again throughout the beginning of Perek Tazayin. So why does the Torah tell us Aaron's name over and over again if the end, Pasuk Lamed Beis, tells us that this is a job for any kohen? Question number two. Question number three. We compared this chapter, Parshas Achrimos, to Parshas Pinchas, and we saw that if this is talking about Yom Kippur, we're missing some very basic karbanos that the Torah details and delineates and articulates in Parshas Pinchas. We're missing the Shiva Seirim. We're missing the Mincha offering. Why does the Torah skip that here in Parshas Achrimos? And if this is the Ayil and the Ola and the Chatas and the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel that we're bringing on Yom Kippur, like we saw in Parshas Pinchas, so tell us about all the karbanos that Aaron and the Kohen should bring. Why are we missing those? That's question number three. Question number four, we saw Pasuk of Gimel Rashi told us that there's one Pasuk that's out of order. Bezos Yavo, the Pasuk said that Aaron HaKohen, Pasuk of Gimel, will enter the Kodesh and the Oel Moed. And Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Yuma, says that this pasuk is out of order, doesn't belong. It should have been about the bringing of Parshas Achrimos. Asks the Gra, if the entire parsha is in order, sequentially, chronologically, why is there one pasuk that's out of place? And the final two questions, questions five and six, why the repetition of pasuk Chavtes and Lamed Daled, which seems to be superfluous, as the pasuk says, V'hais lachem l'chukas olam, that this day will be a eternal decree and we will be kept for posterity, the day of Yom Kippur. And then the Gra asks that there's an extra word in Pasuk Lamed Daled, doesn't just say V'haysa lachem l'chukas olam, it will be for you for an eternal decree, but rather V'haysa zos lachem, and this day shall be for you an eternal decree. These are the six questions quoted by the Gaon's Mechutan Rav Avram Dantzik in the end of the Chachmas Adam. What's the answer to these six questions, and how do we understand Perek Tazayin, chapter 16 of Parshas Achrimos? And follow with me here as I share with you an insight that will change the way you understand Parshas Achrimos forever. And the Vilna Gaon's commentary, as it often does, is earth-shattering, and you will have a totally, totally different approach and appreciation for this chapter than you ever did before. The Chachmas Adam begins by quoting the Medrash. The Medrash on this week's Parsha, Medrash Rabbah, Perek Chav Aleph quotes Rav Yudin, who says, Tsar Gadol Hayilo L'Moshe B'Oso Es. Moshe Rabbeinu was terribly pained at the moment that God commanded him to tell his brother, Al Yavo B'Chol Es Al HaKodesh. You can't enter the Kodesh at any moment. Aaron HaKohen was pained, because until now, Aaron HaKohen was permitted to go into the Mishkan at any time. He could enter the Kodesh, he could enter the Kodesh HaKodesh whenever he wanted, at any point. And all of a sudden, Moshe gets this command from God to tell Aaron, Al Yavo B'chol Es Al HaKodesh, don't enter the Kodesh at any moment. And Moshe was so pained, they felt terrible for his brother. How could it be that his brother wasn't going to be permitted to enter the Mishkan at any moment, like he always was permitted? And of course, as we mentioned in the beginning, this is piggybacking on the deaths of his two sons, Nadab and Avihu, who did enter at any time, and they did try to get close to God at any moment. And Moshe was troubled by that. Medrash says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God saw Moshe's pain and how sad Moshe was to tell this to his brother. And God responded to Moshe and told him, Lo eis l'shana, v'lo l'yud beis shana. That's not what I'm saying, God says to Moshe to tell Aaron. At any moment that Aaron wants to enter, he can. Rak, shikanes beseder hazeh. He's only permitted to enter following this protocol and policy, which I'm about to delineate. That's what the Medrash says. So it's not that God was telling Aaron that you're prohibited from entering the Mishkan b'chol eis at any point, at any time, at any moment. You can enter whenever you want. You just have to follow this order. And I quote to you the language of the Chachma Sadam, and I'll explain. Nishma mizeh, says Rav Avram Danzig, you learn from the Medrash, Shedafka shar kohanim gedolim asrim likanes lekodesh kadoshim ela biyom kippurim. What you learn from here is that only other kohen gadols were prohibited from entering the Mishkan, except for Yom Kippur. Aval Aaron hayamutter likanes bichol shavershah. Aaron was permitted to enter the Mishkan at any moment. Rak shiyakanes beseder havoda shenemer paparsha zu. Except that he'd have to follow the rules as mentioned in this week's parsha. Says the Chachma Sadam, based on the Medrash, and if you look in the Medrash, some of the classical commentaries in the Medrash say exactly what the Vilna Gaon says, is that Parshas Acharei Mos has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Nothing to do. The first 29 psukim are speaking to who? To Aaron. Not to any Kohen, but Dafka to Aaron. And the Torah is telling us that Aaron was permitted to enter the Mishkan at any moment. And therefore, that's why the Torah goes over and over and out of its way to say, Vizos Yavo Aharon, Vihikriv Aharon, Vihikriv Aharon. Parshas Acharei Mos, Psukim Aleph to Psukim Chavtes, says the Vilna Gaon, is God talking to Moshe to tell Aaron, Aaron, you could enter the Mishkan whenever you want. You have a special rule. You're Aaron HaKohen. You're the chief Kohen. You're Aaron. And whenever you want to enter the Mishkan and to atone for yourself, for your family, for the Jewish people, you're permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any moment. You got to follow the rules, however, that I'm going to tell you in the next 29 psukim. And therefore, says Rav Avram Danzig, we can answer all of the difficulties of this parsha. Number one, do you know why the parsha doesn't open up telling us the date? Because there is no date. Aaron is permitted to enter the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim any day of the year. Aaron HaKohen has the rule of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And he could enter the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants. The Torah doesn't tell us when. The Torah doesn't tell us a date. The Torah doesn't start Parshas Acharei Mos by telling us in the seventh month on the tenth day. It's explicitly omitted because it's telling us that Aaron can enter on any day that he wants. 354 days a year, Aaron HaKohen can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim as long as he follows the order. And therefore says the Gra, and that's why the Torah tells us throughout the first 29 psukim, V'hikriv Aharon, V'hikriv Aaron, Bezos Yavo Aaron al HaKodesh, because here the Torah is speaking specifically to Aaron HaKohen. And therefore answers the Vilna Gaon, this is why Parshas Pinchas doesn't parallel Parshas Acharei Mos. And this is why some of the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, as mentioned in detail and articulated in Parshas Acharei Mos, are missing here from Parshas Pinchas. Because this is not Yom Kippur. This is a special rule for Aaron. And therefore, question number three has been resolved and is fine because this is not a Yom Kippur Parsha. This Parsha is for Aaron HaKohen. And of course, Aaron is not bringing the Mincha, which is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. And Aaron is not bringing the Shiva Seirim as mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, because this is a special Parsha for Aaron, it's not Yom Kippur. And therefore it says that Vilna Gaon, we've answered our fourth question. Pasuk Chav Gimel, which the Gemara notes is out of order, when the Torah tells us that Aaron would enter the Ol Moed, the tent of meeting, that's not where it belongs. The whole Parsha is in order besides that one Pasuk, says the Vilna Gaon. It's not true. It's absolutely in order. Because this Parsha is speaking to Aaron. It's nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's true when it comes to the service of Yom Kippur, it's out of order. But this Parsha has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Until, says the Vilna Gaon, that we get to Pasuk Chavtes. Pasuk Chavtes starts to talk about Yom Kippur. And therefore, at this point, Aaron's name is not mentioned, and at this point we talk about any Kohen. And therefore says the Torah in Pasuk Chavtes, V'haysa lechem l'chukas olam. asks the Vilna Gaon, this pasuk is repeated twice, pasuk chavtes and pasuk lamedalef. Why, asks the Gaon, is this pasuk repeated twice? And why in pasuk lamedalef does it say v'haisa zos lachem, this? Now, zos means this. So says the Gra, and pasuk chavtes, if it would have said v'haisa zos lachem, it would be referencing everything we've said up until this point. If in Pasuk Chavtes the Torah would have said, V'haisa zos lachem l'chuk asom, this shall be for you eternal decree, it would be referencing everything we mentioned until Pasuk 29. Says the Vilna Gaon, Pasuk Chavtes is a new rule. It's a new section. And Pasuk Chavtes is telling us there's a break. I'm now going to talk to you about the laws of kahuna, of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, post Aaron. And from Pasuk Chavtes to Pasuk Lamedalid, those are the rules for any Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur on the 10th day of the 7th month. But up until this point, it's a special parsha for Aaron any day of the year. Thus, Aaron HaKohen on any day of the year was permitted to do what a Kohen Gadol can do only once a year. And therefore, we see here in Pasuk Chavtes that the word Zos is missing in Pasuk Chavtes, because Zos goes back on everything that was said till this point. And in Pasuk Lamedalid, V'haisa Zos Lachem L'chukas Olam, this shall be for you eternal decree, is going back for the latter psukim from Pasuk Chavtes through Pasuk Lamedalid. This is the ingenious and outstanding and earth-shattering way to approach Perek Tezayin of Parshas Achremos, the Vilna Gaon's commentary, which has been quoted by students and contemporaries of his, not in his own pen, but penned by other colleagues, contemporaries of his, and it changes the entire way we look at Parshas Achremos. Not like Rashi. Rashi understands Bezos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh is talking about entering on Yom Kippur. That's what it's talking about. And Rashi refers us that just like the beginning of the Parsha is not referencing it. Well, look at the end of the Parsha, right? Remember Rashi said on Pasuk Gimel, Bezos Yavo, Va'avzum lo b'chol es, kim b'yom ha-kipurim, k'mo sh'mefurash b'sof ha-parsha b'chodesh ha-shmi les ha-lachodesh. The Vilna Gaon argues on Rashi and says that's not true. The end of the Parsha is about Yom Kippur, but the beginning of the Parsha has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. And thus, the Vilna Gaon explains that from Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Chavches is about Aaron HaKohen, who had the ability to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim anytime, any day of the year, as long as he followed this Seder. So it just brings into perspective, says the Vilna Gaon, who Aaron HaKohen was and what Aaron HaKohen was, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol who only once a year was permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim to perform the service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and which is the service that we follow in our Machzor on Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen had Yom Kippur every day of the year if he wanted. If Aaron HaKohen during the 40 years in the Mishkan shows that he wanted to perform quote-unquote what we would call the Yom Kippur service, he would be permitted to. He had the right to. Bezos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh, this is how Aaron would enter the Kodesh. He just had to follow the rules and the laws. Now it's close to exactly what we saw in Parshas Pinchas, but not identical, but it's almost identical. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov here in Parshas Achrimos, uses this Vilna Gaon to explain and answer a very difficult question. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin, on Daf Samech, Amud Aleph, there were 8 parshios that were given to the Jewish people on the day that the Mishkan was erected, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And one of the parshios that was actually given by God to Moshe on that very day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was this parsha, Perek Tezayin, and the parsha of Yom Kippur. You look at Rashi, Maseches Gittin, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, he questions, why would this chapter, Perek Tezayin, be given to Moshe, Dafka, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan was erected? There are other parshios. What does this have to do with Yom Kippur being given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? That's going to be 6 months from now. Why didn't Moshe have to be given these rules to give to Aaron, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, 6 months later is Yom Kippur? Why do we have to give this section of the Torah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Answers Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, now we understand. This parsha has nothing to do with Yom Kippur until Pasuk 29 is a special law for Aaron HaKohen, how he was permitted to enter the Mishkan. So therefore, it's dafka this parsha that had to be given the day that the Mishkan was erected in order that Aaron knows that he could enter the Mishkan at any moment, at any time. He just has to follow the rules. It's almost impossible to start the avoda and to erect the Mishkan if Aaron didn't know this. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, this parsha, Perek Tazayin, had to be given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to teach Aaron that he could enter and then go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any moment. He just had to be taught and be told the protocol and policy, the rules and the procedures as to how he does that. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, that's why this parsha was given specifically on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was erected. So again, hold on to this Vilna Gaon, and remember Perek Tezayin, a Parshas Achrei Mos, from Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Chavkes, according to the Graz explanation, has nothing at all to do with Yom Kippur. It's only starting in Pasuk Chavtes, when the Torah tells us, V'haysa lachem l'chukas olam b'chodesh ha-shvib esor l'chodesh t'anu es nafshoseichem, it's dafka in Pasuk 29. Pasuk Chavtes, that's when we start the halachas of Yom Kippur, and it's given here specifically because just like Aaron was permitted to do this every day, the Kohen Gadol who would continue and would be given the authority of his father to continue the service of the Mishkan, as opposed to Aaron who could do this daily, it was the Kohen who was permitted to do this achas bashana, once a year. Aaron could do it every day. And that's why the Torah never begins the parasha with telling us the date. The Torah only uses Aaron's name. The Torah has different karbanos that are offered on Parshas Achrei Mos than from Parshas Pinchas. And that's why the word Zos is only mentioned in Pasuk Lamed Daled and not in Chavtes, because Pasuk Chavtes is a new section. That is the pshat of the Vilna Gaon that I wanted to share with you this morning, as quoted from the Sefer Chachmas Adam in the Kuntros Matzeves Moshe, found at the end of Hilchos Avelos. I hope I've given you something to think about, to contemplate. Again, an earth-shattering approach to the Vilna Gaon. I wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Shavua Tov, Gevacht, everybody.